Former Treasurer Tim Cahill made his first appearance in court today on charges of public corruption, fraud, and conspiracy. His trial has been set for mid-September, which is the earliest date possible, as his lawyer requested. The Attorney General says Cahill used advertising for the state lottery to boost his failing 2010 campaign for governor. Today, Cahill's lawyer laid out the case he'll make to try to prove that Cahill did nothing wrong. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov has more.
In the courtroom, Tim Cahill stood apart from his two former colleagues, also under indictment. He pled not guilty to all the charges.
Procurement fraud.
Not guilty.
Cahill's former chief of staff and campaign official, Scott Campbell, and the former lottery chief of staff, Alfred Grazioso, also pled not guilty. The prosecution alleges Cahill used $1.5 million of taxpayer money to promote his campaign for governor by launching ads for the lottery in the 5 weeks leading up to the November election. Cahill, who was released without bail on his own recognizance, said he ran the ads to help the lottery. Outside the courthouse, reading from a handwritten statement in a school notebook, Cahill said he knew the ads might look like they'd benefit him politically.
I understood the risks associated with running the ads. As a candidate for governor, I could be criticized for approving advertisements that were in the best interest of the lottery. However, I believe then, and I believe now, that the decision to run those ads was the right thing to do for the lottery.
Cahill says lottery sales fell in May and June of 2010 after the Republican Governors Association, or RGA, ran ads that attacked his integrity and management on many fronts, including the lottery. In this ad, Cahill is called reckless.
Budget. At the lottery, Cahill's office spending skyrocketed.
Cahill's lawyer, Peter Parker, says the former treasurer who oversaw the lottery wanted to respond to the RGA ads because cities and towns rely on the proceeds.
Top management at the lottery, top management at the treasury, and senior management at the lottery's advertising agency all knew that the RGA ads had gone for the jugular of the lottery, and that a response was necessary and that a defense had to be mounted.
But the Attorney General's office has a different take on events. It says Cahill ran the spots over the objections of senior lottery management. In court documents, it also alleges that after Cahill learned from focus groups that his association with the lottery was a selling point, he contacted his media campaign consultant to use lottery funds to run ads. The AG cites texts between Cahill's media consultant and Cahill's campaign manager that show the media consultant saying, quote, "But Cahill can't be in the ad, but we run ads about the lottery being well run and putting money back in the communities." A lottery staffer was then told to alter an old ad so as to boost Cahill. Here's the part that was added.
That's the result of a consistently well-managed lottery, and luck has nothing to do with it.
The AG also says Cahill called the ad agency directly, which resulted in an email from them that said, quote, "The treasurer would like to run the ad as soon as possible through November 4th. That was 2 days after the election. When he came under pressure about the ads, he pulled them in mid-October. Cahill's lawyer, Parker, says campaign finance laws allow a candidate who is also an incumbent to use the public resources of his office to respond to criticism of his record.
What Treasurer Cahill did was legal under the laws specifically directed at regulating campaign finance. What the Attorney General is trying to do here is use, for the first time ever, a different criminal statute, a brand new criminal statute, to try to make criminal what has long been legal.
But Cahill is not being accused of violating campaign finance laws. He's accused under a state ethics law that was changed in 2009 to make it criminal for officials to take unwarranted privileges. If Cahill is found guilty, he could face 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine for each of the four charges. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.